there would be a lot of people who would be very, very thrilled at this particular point to have stock in IBM and Apple, since this last summer they decided to get together to form and work together, and they will form a bigger and better company. But you have a share in God's plan. You have stock in God's plan. You have a share in the inheritance of the universe. And we have been predestinated. That's God's predetermined will for us, according to his own purpose and determined will, who is working out everything in his plan for humanity according to the design and resolve of his very own will and desire. But what is the purpose of that? Verse 12. For us to be the praise of his magnificent splendor and glory. We who have, before the fulfilling of the times, first trusted, believed, and relied in Christ. Now that says an awful lot. Do you know that the angels are going to worship us? Did you know that all of those who come in to the kingdom of God through the millennium and through the last great day, we are going to be praised as part of God's magnificent and splendorous glory. Verse 13, in whom you also, after having heard the word of the message of the truth of God, even the good news of your own salvation, in whom you also, after having believed that message of truth, were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, what does that mean? That means the earnest, the down payment. The receiving of the Holy Spirit seals us as belonging to God. And it does something more than that. So I've added this phrase to it, which is a spiritual stamp of identification showing that we belong to God, as compared to the stamp of identification which the world is going to receive, which the Bible calls the mark of the beast. We have the seal of God. Verse 14, which spirit is the earnest, the begettal, the first installment or down payment in advance of our inheritance, which expands into eternal life through the Holy Spirit. You become God's very own children for the praise of his magnificent splendor and glory, the very children of God. What does it say in 1 John, the third chapter? It says that, behold, what glorious love that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall see him, for we shall be like him in glory and in splendor, the very children of God. And God is going to say to all of the rest that come into the family of God, behold the firstborn, because we are called the church of the firstborn in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. So that tells us a tremendous amount, doesn't it? Verse 15, for this very reason I also, after having heard of your trusting faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, even the godly love and affection which is toward all the saints who are the called out consecrated ones in Christ Jesus, I do not cease giving thanks for you continually, making mention of you in my prayers, so that, verse 17, the God of our Lord and Master Jesus Christ, the Father who radiates divine, magnificent splendor and glory, may give to you the spirit of divine wisdom and spiritual insight into the revelation and the knowledge and understanding of him, God the Father. And that's what this whole Feast of Tabernacles is to do. It is to draw us closer to God. We are to spend these 7 days together. We are to study God's Word and grow in that knowledge and understanding and spiritual insight, and let the Spirit of God be impacted in us to inspire us with the Word of God, with the Spirit of Christ, with the Spirit of the Father, to really understand the tremendous and magnificent salvation that God is giving us. And I'm almost beyond words to explain it, because it is so fantastic. Now, verse 19. And for you to know and comprehend the superabounding greatness, the magnitude of His infinite power toward us who are believing, according to the inner workings of the dynamic power and the spiritual might of His strength. Because we're going to be resurrected by the very power and Spirit of God, which He performed and worked in Christ. Now here's the evidence that we will be there with Him in that resurrection. Which He worked in Christ, having resurrected Him from among the dead, and set Him in His place at His right hand in the heavenlies, high above every principality and ruler, authority and power, lordship and dominion, every name and title that can be named, not only in this present age, but also in the age that is coming. And He, God the Father, has put all things, even the vastness of the universe, under His feet. That is the authority for rulership and dominion. And He has appointed Him the head over everyone and over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who is fulfilling all things in every way. And that should give us a beginning insight into the tremendous inheritance that God has for us, and to be showing us, brethren, the tremendous and wonderful and magnificent thing that God has done for us, so that we can be in His very kingdom. And I know that this tape is going to be seen by some of you who are nearing the last stages of your physical life. And you need to be inspired and uplifted that even though you may be weak and infirm, and even though your body may be wearing out, that God is not forgetting you. That God has this tremendous and fantastic and almost incomprehensible plan for you to be His very own children and to live and dwell with Him forever and ever and ever in all eternity. And that's what this feast means.